Six music
from 2 a.m.
The introducing mixtape
right now.
It's Don Letts.
Yes, my people, I'm Don Letts, and you're tuned to a Culture Clash special. Dread meets punk rockers, 100 nights at the Roxy. To tell that tale, I'll be spinning a reggae and punk selection that'll hopefully give you a flavour of the times. This very tune, Traditions Moving on Dubs, a Roxy anthem I frequently played to start proceedings. So it was, so it shall be. The club was started by Andrew Chakowski as a direct response to an emerging scene that was in the process of creating a new soundtrack and a new attitude, but crucially had no place to play. Now, Andrew was aware of the buzz created by the music I was playing in Acme Attractions, a shop I was running on the King's Road, Chelsea. So he asked me to DJ at his new club on a regular basis, and I hesitantly took the job. It meant I was perfectly placed to witness the most exciting and inspiring period of my life. In the first hour, classic dub reggae tracks from the period, with the punk rock cuts that made the deck and were undoubtedly part of the story. You'll be hearing from the likes of the Stooges, Prince Farai, the New York Dolls, Big Youth, the 101ers, Joe Gibson the Professionals, the Ramones and the Congos, to name just a few. In the second hour, I'll introduce the English side of the story as it unfolded before my very eyes. But before we get to that, let's hear from the band that got the party started. The band that lit the fuse, the Sex Pistols' debut single, Anarchy in the UK, released on November the 26th, 1976. Interestingly, the Pistols never played the Roxy, but John and Sid were frequent guests. The Roxy opened in what had been an old gay club called Shagarama's in Covent Garden. It had a small upstairs reception room with a bar, and downstairs was importantly a stage, and a dance floor surrounded by bench seats and mirrored walls. It completed the third essential ingredient of any serious musical movement, the bands, a set of characters, and an HQ or base where these elements could feed off each other. When the Roxy opened, there were no punk records to play, as none had been made yet. Well, only two up to that point. So between the fast and furious live sets from the up-and-coming punk bands, I played what I was into. My soundtrack to these turbulent times. This cut, Augustus Pablo's King Tubby Meets the Rockers Uptown, being a classic example. Although dub reggae was the order of the day, I did try and connect the dots. So cuts from the likes of the Velvet Underground and the MC5 and others did punctuate my sets. Although when I did play them, the punks would insist I just keep playing my dub reggae selection. Here's one that did make it through. From the Stooges' self-titled album released in 1969, I Wanna Be Your Dog.
Istilim Wadada Wandilim Saul. Hello, love brother.
The late great Prince Far Eyes' Hello Love Brother, and the punks sure loved him. Now, around this time, I was living in Forest Hill, South London, with my Rasta brethren, and when I told them I'd got the gig DJing in the Roxy, they burst into laughter. I mentioned Andrew was looking for staff, and they basically told me to take a hike. Anyways, I finally convinced them to come down to the club, and when they saw the untapped herb market and the girls, a week later, my Rasta brethren were working at the Roxy. Most punks couldn't roll their own spliffs, so the guy swiftly decided to sell ready-roll ones from behind the bar. I can distinctly remember Shane McGowan coming up and saying, "Give me a spliff and two beers, please." And after a moment's hesitation, "No, make that two spliffs and one beer." There was some serious cultural exchange going on at the Roxy. Here's one from a group whose debut TV performance on the BBC's Old Grey Whistle Test would prove to be a seminal punk rock moment. The New York Dolls. Personality Crisis.
We'll be right back.
Another early punk cut that made the Roxy deck. I say deck, because only one worked. But I tell you what, the gaps between the tracks were a crucial space in which you could gauge the temperature, feel the energy. You're listening to Dread Meets Punk Rockers, 100 Nights at the Roxy, a Culture Clash special with me, Don Letts, on 6 Music.
The sound style, the three-piece suit and thing. So love is all I bring. So don't be like a puppet on a string. All you got to do is sing. Dubber in a constant spring. Tell her where me lover in a constant spring. Tell her where me dubber on the big bed spring. In a me three-piece suit and thing. Tell her where me diamond socks and thing. Tell her where me earthman shoes and thing. Can me say rub off the makeup.
You don't know how to love me.
I wish you say. Y'all know I know what's your nationality. Yeah. Because you broke down my door and you asked me for more. Sit down for me chair and I asked for a beer. Lead down for me bed and I draw me nothing. In the sun and I want to
I'm still in love.
Scuffer from the big bed spring. Man and them me show her me diamond ring. Tell her why she drink up a bottle of thing. Tell her when me dump it in a golden spring. And I love is all I bring. And where she bring? Three piece suit and thing. Tell her when the diamond socks and thing. And me say girl a when me do I make you left me. Girl a when me do I make you left me. Me love you all the time of my mind. Love you and no commit no crime. Girl, the way me do I make you left me. Girl, the way me do I make you left me. Man, you shoulda seen me in a golden spring. Tell her with me three-piece suit and thing. Tell her with me diamond socks and thing. Man, man's gonna dance it. Lena, Lena, Lena. Wheel around tonight. I didn't hope up on the big bed spring. Can make you scrub up on the bed spring. Gyal, how me do you make you left me? Gyal, how me do you make you left me? Gyal, how me do you make you left me? Say that not the dread up on the mountain top. Nobody watch that. Dread up on the mountain top. Nobody watch that. Dread up on the mountain top.
The Roxy crowd's preferred version of Althea and Donna's Uptown Top Ranking. That was Trinity's three-piece suit and ting. You know, it was author John Savage that pointed out that the dub reggae selection was really a welcome break between the fast and furious punk live sets. There's no question that the punks dug the bass lines, but they could also easily identify with reggae's anti-establishment vibe, the soundbite delivery of the vocals, and the fact that it had a musical reportage quality about it. They didn't mind the weed either. As I said, serious cultural exchange. These elements would soon manifest themselves in the output of bands like The Slits, The Clash, and later on with John Lydon's Public Image Limited. Let's flip the script and bring back the guitars.
Let's go! Aye!
Another cog in the punk rock wheel. You know, Sid Vicious was said to have learnt to play bass by listening to the Ramones' 1976 self-titled debut album. From said release, that was Blitzkrieg Bop. People also put the pogo down to Sid, apparently invented as a means of seeing over the crowd whilst watching your favourite band. Which kind of leads to the other strange punk phenomena, gobbing, which was basically the audience spitting at the band while they performed. Now I've got to stress that during our period at the Roxy, nobody gobbed at anybody, partially because the scene hadn't deteriorated into the post-grundy tabloid punk circus it was yet to become, but mostly because of Big Joe, one of my Rasta brethren, effectively a bouncer that stood in front of the stage whilst the bands performed. Behind me, another Roxy Dub classic, Dennis Bevel's 4th Street Orchestra with Scientific, aka Hurting Dub. Up front, Richard Hell and the Voidoids, Blank Generation.
I belong to the generation, but I can take it or leave it each time.
Two, three, four, five, six. Road runner, road runner. Going faster miles an hour. Gonna drive past a stop and shop with the radio on. I'm in love with the modern world. Massachusetts when it's late at night. And the neon when it's cold outside. I got the radio on, just like a roadrunner, going around the highway. I walked by the Stop and Shop, then I drove by the Stop and Shop. I like that much better than walking by the Stop and Shop, cause I had the radio on. I felt in touch with the modern world. I felt in love with the modern world. I felt in love with Rattapan and Rosendale, cause I had the radio on. I felt like a roadrunner with a radio on. Now I said hello to the spirit of old 1956. It was patient in the bushes next to 57. Well, the highway was my only girlfriend, cause I went by so quick. And suburban trees were out there, and consequently it smelled like heaven. So I say, roadrunner once, roadrunner twice. We're in love with this feeling now. It will be out all night. Alright, now we can tell about our love, you man.
Radio on.
I got the AM.
Radio on.
I got the power. I feel the feeling now.
Radio on.
I feel the feeling and it's feeling alright now.
Radio on.
And I feel in touch with the modern world. Okay, let's go to Route 128. Can't you feel it out in Needham now? Out in Route 128 by the power line. It's so exciting there at night, with the pine trees in the dark. It's so cold here in the dark, with 50,000 watts of power. We go by faster miles an hour, with the radio on. Roadrunner, roadrunner. Going faster miles an hour. I'm gonna drive by the Stop and Shop with the radio on. See, I'm in love with the modern world. Massachusetts when it's late at night. And the neon when it's cold outside. See, I have the radio on like a runner. Now what do you think about that, you guys?
Radio on.
Good, we got the AM. I think we got the power, got the magic now. We got the feeling of the modern world. We got the feeling of the modern sound. The sound of the modern radio, feeling when it's late at night. Got the sound of the modern loneliness when it's cold outside. Got the sound of Massachusetts when it's blue and white. The sound of Route 128 on the dark and lonely. I feel alone in the cold and lonely. I feel alone in the cold and neon.
Song Paul Simonon tried to sing at his very first audition as vocalist for the Embryonic Clash. Obviously that didn't work out. The Modern Lovers there with Roadrunner from their debut album released in 1976. Another from the Roxy Dub Reggae hit list. This is Joe Gibbs and the Professionals, Chapter 3, from the Africa Dub Almighty series of albums that I frequently played down the club. Now, I mentioned earlier that my Rasta brethren were running the club on a day-to-day basis, and I have to say they were a crucial part of the mix, the unfolding punky reggae party. There was my brother Desmond, Tony, known as T, JR and Leo Williams. Between them, they ran the door, they ran the bar, well, let's just say they ran tings. And of course, the aforementioned bouncer, Big Joe, who achieved anything he wanted with just a look. Having said that, I don't actually recall any serious dramas in the club, unless you include the night Andrew got locked in a cupboard and robbed of the night's takings by a bunch of villains pretending to be the police. Anyway, the Rasta crew were very much part of the club's identity, and it was through our interaction with the punk rockers that I came to realise that we became closer by understanding our differences rather than trying to be the same. Right, time in the show for three in a row, and what's the connection? Hey, it's just the Don Letts punky reggae selection. First up, an Australian punk rock group that beat many UK acts to the punch with the release of their debut single in September 1976. The Saints, Stranded.
I'm lost, babe, I've got no direction, and I'm stranded on my own. Stranded, far from home. Alright. Stranded, I'm so far from home. Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded, you gotta leave me alone, 'cause I'm stranded on my own. The man thing I can't do. You lost your mind, stuck in a world. Your honey's such a stupid girl. Now I'm stranded on my
come on. Stranded, I'm so far from home. Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded, you gotta leave me alone. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded, far from home. Alright. There's a man of wild insane. They cut at the heart and the brain. But they're not in love with her. Your baby don't know how it hurts to be stranded on your own. Stranded far from home. From life. Stranded, I'm so far from home. Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded, you got to feel it alone. Come on. Stranded, I'm so far from home. Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded, you gotta leave me alone. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded.
Single from the band chose drummer quit after the Sex Pistols supported them at the Nashville Rooms. That was a 101ers, Keys to Your Heart. Preceding that, another from the Roxy Reggae Hit List, you had the Jays with Truly on the Channel 1 label. You know, a lot of people ask me exactly what reggae got from the punky reggae party. Well, I tell you what it got, exposure. And I tell you something else, that's all it needed.
And after I enter through this door, no one else shall enter. Certain place on King Street, he said it'd be a car park. So it is, baby.
Marcus Gavin words come to pass.
Yeah, of course.
Marcus Gavin words come to
pass. I've seen it many, many, many times before. Yeah. And Mr. Marcus Gavin say, black people down here will never see themselves until they're back against the wall. Yeah, you never know yourself until you're back against the wall. Some will rise and some will fall, but black people will never know themselves until they're back against the wall. And that is what Mr. Marcus Garvey said. Yeah, the brother says what I feel shall be the battlefield. And I'm no liar, serious, serious, serious matter I say. And what I feel shall be the battlefield. Arena, the stadium, the camp and the gun court, all the children hospital, so the field shall be the battlefield. And there will be a false leader, he said.
Right hand to his left shall be stamped with many stripes.
Shanty will be stones with stones, and the blood going flood, and the blood going run, blood up tone and blood down tone, and blood run down, blood in the woods and the blood in the country. Marcus Garvey word. And the righteous black man must stand, and the weak heart black man must fall. Yeah. Righteousness must always stand, cause if it don't, prophecy will fulfill upon you, and you will crawl like dogs.
Where is Baba Wire?
Baba Wire, catch a fire. Yeah. Baba Wire, catch a fire. Don't let no miss a burn down crossroad. Baba Wire, catch a fire, I would say. Baba Wire can retire. Yeah. Baba Wire, catch a fire.
Big youth there with Marcus Garvey Dread from his must-have Dreadlocks Dread album released in 1975. You're listening to Dread Meets Punk Rockers, 100 Nights at the Roxy, a Culture Clash special with me, Don Letts, on 6 Music. Right, before we get into the second hour of the show, there's two more acts that deserve a mention and also found their way onto my deck at the Roxy. Both coming from a whole different angle, they proved to be most influential on the post-punk rock scene. First up and featuring Tom Verlaine and Richard Lloyd, here's Television with their debut single, Little Johnny Jewel, released in 1975.
Now Little Johnny Jewel, oh, he's so cool. He had no decision. He's just
China television. Well, some thought this was sad, and others thought it mad. They just scratching the surface. JJ could do the floor kiss. Or was he on display? No, no, not today. All that guy ever said, he said, I want my little wing head. He'd be half asleep at night. Over his head, sensation of flight. And he'd wake up dreaming. Run down to the airport. The rush, the roar. And he crouched down behind the fence with a chest full of lights.
Ticket, win a lottery, scoop the pearls up from the sea, cash them in and buy you all the things you need. Every night before I rest my head, those dollar bills go swirling at my bed. I know they're stolen, but I don't feel bad. I take that money, buy you things you never had. Oh, baby, it would mean so much to me. Jet plane, babe, get you on a high plane to a jet stream and take you through the stratosphere and check out the planet then and take you down deep where it's hot, hot in the radiant, baby, then cool, cold, you feel the snow and we'll roll, drain, roll, drain, roll, roll, drain, drain. When you're dreaming, when you're dreaming, when you're dreaming.
Patti Smith's Free Money from her debut album Horses, released in 1975. Right, this second hour of the show, along with bringing in the UK side of the story, I'll tell you an amusing tale about my very first stage performance alongside Patti Smith. And there'll be cuts from Buzzcocks, Tapazuki, The Slits, Keith Hudson, Subway Sect, and Culture. Taking us there, a Lee Perry production, The Congos, Fisherman.
Lots of hungry belly picking it.
Radio.
Six Music.
Officially opened the Roxy on New Year's Day with the appropriately titled 1977. That was The Clash. You're into the second hour of Dread Meets Punk Rockers 100 Nights at the Roxy, a culture clash special with me, Don Letts, on Six Music. Now we've paid respect to the people from across the pond. So now it's time to address the UK part of the story. In the next hour, you'll be hearing cuts from my favourite punk rock acts that pass through the Roxy, which will include Susie and the Banshees, The Jam and X-Ray Specs, interspersed with some more Roxy reggae classics, in an attempt to paint a portrait of the sounds and my time as the resident DJ spinning heavyweight dubs like this one. Joe Gibbs and the Professionals, Jubilation Dub. Here's The Damned with the very first punk rock single released in the UK, New Rose.
Is she really going out with him?
Thank you.
funny because the Damned were really chuffed at beating the Pistols and the Clash by getting the first single out, although I don't remember either band being particularly bothered, as the Damned had already declared themselves the joker in the pack. Having said that, they always rocked the house. Here's another Roxy floor filler loved by the crowd and covered by the Slits. Dennis Brown's Man Next Door.
All through the night.
Jam with their debut single released at the end of April 1977. They first played the Roxy on the 8th of January, and you know the London crowd, including myself, was so up our own that we never really gave them the time of day. I think it was the suits. But we all knew that musically they were one of the most together of the early groups, a fact that soon bore fruit. Now you've all heard how after seeing the Pistols and the Clash play, the very next day, hundreds of bands were formed, which was very much true. It made everyone want to get involved. It wasn't enough just to be a fan. So with a DIY ethic, people took that energy and informed whatever they did. So you got punk rock journalists, photographers, fashion designers, graphic artists, writers, and filmmakers like yours truly. And it was this same energy that was bouncing around in the Roxy, and ultimately what gave punk rock its depth. Because it wasn't just a soundtrack, it was a complete subculture. Behind me, Dennis Bavell's I'm Still In Love dub. In front, two in a row with a punk rock flow. Both personal favourites. First up, Susie and the Banshees, Hong Kong Garden. Don't know why they caught my eye and my ear, but they certainly did. That was the Subway Sex, Ambition. Guess I should mention that other than the Pistols, the Clash and the Damned, none of these other groups had actually released a single during this period. But you could still spot the serious contenders and the bit players. This is Tapazuki, MPLA.
Since music is a school of love, I can compose throughout the musical atmosphere. Yeah, yeah. Move it! Yeah. MPLA. And I dig over on a holiday. I'm MPLA. And I dig over on a holiday. So not to fling away your sorrow, not to live in on the black star line of tomorrow. And not to fling away your sorrow, not to live in on the black star line of tomorrow. Yeah. I'm gonna talk, not talk, not talk. I say your nat is your glory. I say your nat is your soul. You got to be a nat to go on the MPLA, yeah. MPLA. And I to go in on a holiday. A MPLA. And I to go in on a holiday. And I to go into the country. And I to go into the hills, yeah. I fling away your sorrow, not to live in on the black star line of tomorrow, yeah. And not to fling away your sorrow, not to live in on the black star line of tomorrow, yeah. I'm gonna talk, not talk, not talk, not talk, not talk, I'm gonna jet up, jet up, jet up, jet up.
You know, I was lucky enough to know Tapazuki, and when Patti Smith found out, she invited us to her gig at the Hammersmith Odeon. So, we're standing in the wings watching the show when Patti pulls me on stage and hands me her guitar. We're live in front of 3,000 people, and I'd obviously never been on stage in my life and couldn't play guitar. Worries. I decided to front it out and pretended to play. My dark glasses hid my terror. Tapazuki's in the wings laughing his head off, so I grab him and pull him on stage, swiftly handing him the guitar, and try to exit stage left. Just then, Patti decides to hand me her mic. Oh man, now I'm screwed. I mean, there's no such thing as air mic. She grabs another guitar and lies down on the floor at my feet. So I decide to bluff it. And breaking into my heaviest Jamaican accent, so no one could hear I didn't know what the hell I was saying, I start chanting, "Crump and paralyze them and those who worship Babylon" type stuff to cover the bluff. I look to my right, Tapper's rocking, pretending to play guitar. I look to my feet, Paddy's writhing on the floor. I look to the audience and they're loving it. Ja Rastafari.
Yeah. I lie until a man is dear. Now just show your dread. Come from your heart fully. You know where I mean, auntie.
Here's an American act that sought new life at the Roxy and featured a real New York doll. They also single-handedly devastated the Roxy scene with the advent of two things: Nancy Spungen and heroin. Actually, maybe that's one thing. Anyway, here's Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers. Chinese Rocks.
We'll be right back.
pretty vacant. I got friendly with John after the Pistols gig at the Nashville pub in West London. He came back to my flat in Forest Hill, and we bonded over our mutual love of reggae music. I gotta tell you, John didn't need the Don to turn him onto anything. He was already there. He, along with Paul Simonon and Joe Strummer, were longtime fans of Jamaican music, in a tradition that predated the Don spinning at the Roxy. The people I turned on were all the ones that didn't live next door to black people, so to speak. And in the mid-70s, that was a lot of people. Another cut from the Africa Almighty series. That was Joe Gibbs and the Professionals, Dub 3. Right, from Manchester, here's Buzzcocks.
Let's go.
Another Roxy floor filler, Yaho from the Jays. Before that, Buzzcocks, What Do I Get? They first played the Roxy April 2nd, after their first gig was cancelled when Howard Devoto left the band. You're listening to Dread Meets Punk Rockers 100 Nights at the Roxy, a Culture Clash special with me, Don Letts, on 6 Music. Clash, Complete Control. You know, watching them or the Pistols on stage was like somebody dropping a match into a box of fireworks. I already had Bob Marley and Dub Roots Reggae, and then I added the Clash and the Sex Pistols. It was like having thunder in one hand and lightning in the other. And even though I had my own anti-establishment thing going on with reggae, seeing the Pistols and the Clash live for the first time was a cultural year zero. Okay, let's go for another 3 in a row. And what's the connection? Hey, it's just a Roxy reggae selection. Setting the tone, the tune Lee Perry said the Clash ruined. Me, I beg to differ. Junior Mervyn's Police and Thieves.
Police and thieves in the street. Fighting the nation with their guns and ammunition. Police and thieves. From Jim.
He who checks for only wealth and not for his physical health shall fade away, fade away. Though some believe in diamonds and pearl and feel like they're on top of the world, they shall fade away. Hear what I say. The rich is getting richer every day, and the little that the poor man got, it shall be taken away. Do you hear what I say? Yeah, hear what I say. The man who worships silver and gold shall surely, surely, surely lose his own soul, then fade away. One who's always acting smart and don't carry no love in his heart shall fade away. God is here and there and everywhere, and he knows when you play the game unfair. So people beware, or else you fade away. And then you fade away. You gotta fade, gotta fade, gotta fade now. The rich is getting richer every day, and the little that the poor man got, it shall be taken away. Do you hear what I say? Hey, hear what I say. One who's always acting smart and forgetting to carry love in his heart shall fade away. God is here and there and everywhere, and his eyes are watching you. You gon' fade away, yeah, yeah, gon' fade, 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 fade away, fade away.
Vigo and Kingston is gonna meet, and I can see with my own eyes it's only a housing scheme that divides.
What a Libamba, eh? When the two sevens clash,
Detroit.
What a Libamba, eh? When the two sevens clash.
Tree out by Ferry Pony Station. How beautiful it used to be, and it has been destroyed by lightning, earthquake and thunder. I say, oh, what?
What a Libamba, eh? When the two sevens clash,
he dread.
What a Libamba, eh? When the two sevens clash.
I take a ride sometimes
just inside of Spanish Town District Prison. And when they were about to take him out, he prophesied and said, as I pass through this gate, no other prisoner shall enter it yet true. And so it is until now. The gate is being locked. Say what?
A tune that took on its own resonance with the punk rockers, Culture's 2-7's Clash. Before that, another tune covered by the Slits, Junior Biles' Fade Away, which is as good a cue as any for one of the several female artists to emerge from that scene, which really was all-inclusive. All you needed was an idea and some balls, well, figuratively speaking in this instance. Here's the Slits. Typical Girls. You know, they freaked out the record business so much, They were one of the last of the first wave punk rockers to get signed. I even tried to manage them for a while, with an emphasis on tried. Here's a cut from the very first dub album, Keith Hudson's Pick a Dub, released in 1974. From said release, this is Dubwise Part 1. Legendary Roxy opened on January the 1st, 1977, and by the end of April that same year, it was all over, when the landlords ousted Andrew Tchaikovsky in a takeover bid. My Rasta brethren and yours truly walked as a show of solidarity. The club did continue till early 78, showcasing what was a second wave of bands, but it drew a distinct line on our punky reggae party. I look back on those times and realise how fortunate I was to have been perfectly placed to watch the UK punk movement unfold. It was like going on tour without moving. Such was the turnover of bands on a nightly basis. We're talking the good, the bad and the ugly. Who could forget Eater with their 12-year-old drummer chopping up a real pig's head on stage? Or the likes of Johnny Moped, who looked like an extra from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Going back to that question I occasionally get asked, about what reggae got out of the whole deal? Well, as I said before, it got exposure. But speaking for myself, punk's DIY ethic, coupled with a punk attitude, told me you gotta use what you got to get what you need. It told me to make your problems your asset, and that a good idea attempted is better than a bad idea perfected. All these ideas still work for me on a day-to-day basis. You've got to understand, this attitude isn't an isolated moment in time. It didn't begin and end in 1977. It's part of a tradition, the birthright of the young. And if you're brave enough, and if you've got a good idea, you can be part of it too. Anyway, I'm babbling and that ain't punk rock. Let me just say in conclusion, it was an honour for the Dread to meet the punk rockers for 100 nights at the Roxy. Here's X-Ray Specs. Germ-free adolescence.
Travel. This is Six Music.
Available at the Six Music website and every morning at 4 a.m. BBC Radio Six Music documentaries. Telling the stories in music that matter.
This is going to be my Icelandic album, you know, if there ever was one.
In the early days, once we left Liverpool, we were living in each other's pockets, so we wrote constantly together.
From Jack White.
Perhaps you need the devil on your side to really make some of this stuff happen.
To Lee Scratch Perry.
Return of the good time, return of the past. This is Lee Scratch Perry, say hi. BBC Six Live and Direct.
Find out more at the Six Music website. Right now, it's the Introducing Mixtape.
Hello, I'm Tom Robinson, and welcome to Six Music's new weekly Introducing Mixtape. 60 minutes of top tunes from the BBC Introducing Uploader, handpicked by me for your listening enjoyment. You'll find the full track listing for this programme, together with information about each of the artists, at bbc.co.uk/blogs/Tom Robinson.